What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That's right. The drive is live. And there you go, Laura. Got that traffic rolling. I'd like her to give us a couple of traffic reports today. Sure, she can get real.
I mean, we could use them.
Okay, I bet she can. I bet she can.
I'm so excited that we can be together again.
Tyler, right off the rip. Give me a little, like, just catch you off guard. Give me, how do you think Laura would describe sexy traffic?
Oh, this is a good idea.
You need a couple of minutes, or you got? Can you go freaking? You freestyle right here.
Here we go. Team on the mic, bro. I can freestyle it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right, here we're gonna send it out. Here we go. Here is Laura Reynolds with a little sexy traffic. Laura,
hope you're all being safe out there today.
Oh yeah.
Because that snow is piling up real thick.
Ooh, how many inches?
The snow is getting quite girthy out there on these dangerous roadways, Houston.
It's so dangerous when it's thick.
So make sure you are using protection. Chains on the tires, of course. Something to keep you safe on these dirty, snowy roadways.
Wow. That's doing me in.
Don't be bad out there. Respect your other drivers. Don't be naughty. Don't be naughty, Houston. We'll get through this snow together. Cuddle up maybe by the fire.
Take your time.
Stay warm. Turn that heater in the car way up. Roll the windows up. Get a good sweat going here. And we're going to make sure we get where we're going safely. It's sub-zero feeling like here in Houston. We're not used to it, but I'll warm you up.
Okay, there we go.
You feel that fire, baby?
I know how to.
Everyone be safe. That's traffic on Sports Radio 610.
That's good. Good for you. Right on the spot.
That's a solid B+.
That's good. That's
also
good.
To my boss, Laura, please do not fire me.
Oh, you can't. She enjoyed every bit of that. She's writing one up right now. By the way, Laura, if you're listening... Ball's in your court. That was his. Where's yours? We got 4 hours. Ball's in your court. Call up with your own sexy one.
You would have got an A if you used the words wet and slippery.
Damn it.
In there at some point.
You're right.
It was so easy, right? It was so easy. It was there for you.
I'll have it ready if we do any more sexy traffic.
You to use. Yeah, there it is. But no, hey, honestly, stay safe out there. If driving in the snow ain't your thing, don't try to be a hero and make it your thing. Stay your ass in the crib if you ain't confident in that thing. But be safe out there. Obviously this is the most snow I've seen in my time here. I saw a little dusting during that winter storm a few years ago, but this was a little bit more than that. But good time. Hopefully the kids are outside running around having a good time. My kids was making snow angels. I saw a lot of people's dogs out there. I saw Tyler taking pictures of his dog doing their thing. So have fun out there. PC, good for you, man. I'm telling you, man. You spent the night here? Oh, man, pass on that. Dog.
So let me give a shout out.
You look
to
like
our,
you slept on a bad couch.
I probably slept on the best couch, to be honest with you. Let me give a shout out to our management team here, who was really cool and brought in a truckload of food and stuff. They brought in, I don't know, like a whole bunch of cans of soup and like soup packages and stuff. And I was looking for, hey, you know what? We got some, this is pretty good food for, you know, sitting around here, staying around. We don't have bowls.
There ain't no bowls?
There are no bowls.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I just got them flat plates.
I asked Parker, I said, hey, Parker, we got any bowls? And he says, oh, that might be a problem. Hold on. Let me take a look. So he starts rummaging through all the cabinets. We don't have any bowls. So he's like, hold on, I'm going to go check a couple of the places. And he checks a few other offices. Yeah, we don't have any bowls. We got tons of soup. No bowls to heat it up in.
Y'all messed up. Well, what did y'all do? Because there's, to me, Tyler, there is a clear, clear solution to this problem.
Well, we had sandwiches. We had all kinds of snacks, blueberry muffins and chips.
But you wanted that soup, so you just didn't eat the soup?
I would have eaten the soup. What was I going to put it in?
Why don't you go grab two of them coffee mugs?
Coffee mug, that's where
pour that soup in the coffee mug.
Let's see.
I've done that here.
The coffee mugs are like yay big, and the can of soup is yay big.
Listen, I'm telling you, yeah, it might have taken a couple of mugs, maybe three.
That's way too much effort.
No, it ain't too much effort. If I wanted some damn soup, that sounds good there. Sitting out there in the cold, give me some soup. Man, give me about three of them puppies. Pour it in there, heat them up. Mm. And that first one's going. Ooh,
when
I got another
soup is all over the damn counter and the floor, we all know who we're blaming.
Oh, man, you gotta
Clint
understand.
Sterner.
Nobody telling you to fill it up to the rim. You know what I mean? You just gotta understand what you're doing.
Then we had some Hot Pockets. And we had some toaster strudels.
Oh, my God. Can you hear that, man? All I can hear right now.
Those are some good snacks.
Am I fat mindem? Right now, give me a broccoli cheese soup. Give me one of them Hot Pockets. I can dip that Hot Pocket in that broccoli cheese soup.
Got to be careful with the Hot Pocket, though. They're notoriously out there about burning the roof of your mouth, scalding it, in fact.
Yeah, now you really adding it up.
We had some teriyaki noodles and stuff. So, yeah, we were eating all night.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. Yeah, man, use them coffee cups. That's right there. They got good mugs. They actually got a real big one. They got a real big mug out there, Tyler.
Nice.
Man, this guy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have some fun today. A little snow day. We got that action here for you, but we're going to have some fun, man. You can be a part of us, and we truly do appreciate you being a part of us here. YouTube and Twitch. I see guys out there. Guy Gene in the building. Rob, I see you. And everybody else, we appreciate you joining us. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, and then on the text line, 713-572-4610, you can jump in as well. All right, I just want to throw this out, and you all can respond and give me your thoughts. I guess I'll talk with Tyler and PC because they can talk back to me. Are we ready to get past talking about the officials and then kind of talk about I think things that are really, are we not ready, or do we still need some, or do you still need some let's talk about the officials?
I mean, I think the officials in this divisional round game with the Texans and Chiefs is something we're going to be talking about for years to come, man.
The way that it is going, it feels like it is, but like, are we not ready to move on there, or are we ready to
just for this segment, though.
Some big boy conversations.
Yes, sir.
We can talk about the officials a little bit later on.
I think the answer is no. If we're going to be honest, the answer is no.
So we're not ready.
If I'm going
to speak. Do you need some more to get out of your chest? Go ahead, PC.
If I'm going to speak for the city of Houston, the answer is freaking no.
If you need to get some more out your chest, I'll let you get it out.
You know, I think that people in this city are pretty freaking bent that a play where you got the rules analyst for ESPN saying, well, you know, he didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the chest, hit him on the top of the shoulder pads. But, you know, the referee from his angle couldn't tell because, you know, Patty snapped his head back like he got shot. And they're not allowed to review it if there's any contact at all.
With the head.
No, just, you know, contact. You can't, if there's contact.
If there's contact with the helmet. If there's contact with the
But
with
they're,
the
according to the replay, there was not contact with the helmet. He hit him up on the top of the chest.
Walt Anderson kind of went the other way.
Well, it wasn't Walt Anderson. Well, said that the rules analyst.
By the way,
York,
have you heard of Russell York? Has he been there all year? That's first I saw Russell York.
Well, Russell thought it was a bad call, but that because of the NFL's rules, it couldn't be reviewed. Then they talked. I mean, you saw Troy Aikman go, come on, man. You heard Troy Aikman visibly like just disgusted over the personal foul on Henry Toa, where the Texans didn't actually hit Mahomes. They hit each other.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
So, and again, not really reviewable. So, yeah, that's twice the Texans could have gone off the field, and instead, the Chiefs scored points.
Well, one time they definitely would have got off the field. The other time it would have been second and five.
Uncalled, you know, hip drop tackle. And maybe we should just accept the fact that part-time officials don't know how to call a hip drop tackle. Because I think we saw one hip drop tackle called all year long.
So that was an everybody thing.
Like, yeah. Across the league, the refs sucked at calling hip drop tackles.
And I let some people hear. People are getting it off their chest. No, Patrick Mahomes is a little bee, and somebody should have taken his floppy ass, picked him up, body slammed him to break his ribs.
Hey, hello, Kermit the Frog here.
These people are hurt. Punch her long, and they can bleed through their eyes and their mouth and nose. Sorry, that one broke up a bit there on the text line.
Yeah, it got violent quick.
No, show F. Clay Martin and his B ass crew. Hope the next quarterback throws the damn ball at him for those BS calls. Boy, all right, yeah, this is obviously, if you all aren't ready to have big boy conversations, we can hold it.
I think that they're capable.
Let it out.
Of having big boy conversations out. While still being angry.
Oh, I didn't
angry.
Say they're not. I'm not saying they're not capable.
While still
ready?
Being
are they ready?
Angry.
Are they ready? I just want to see if they're ready. Here.
Sometimes you're just angry.
Oh,
and
I
it's
going
to take a while to get out of your system.
Let it out.
But we can still talk about the other things because I am in agreement with you in this. That is not the sole reason they lost this game. It's probably not the biggest reason they lost this game. Can you say it was part of many reasons why they lost this game? Maybe, but they also had plenty of their own self-inflicted wounds, Chris Boyd. Hold on, let's block a D end with a tight end.
Whew.
Again. But again. How'd that work out all three times? Not well. They continued to make the same mistakes. I think Travis Kelce is still running free somewhere.
Not
where
for long.
Where Aziz blew an assignment, and then Kalen Bullock couldn't make a tackle, and then another defensive back also couldn't make a tackle, and 49 yards later, that's a broken play. It never should have happened.
I like that one right there.
So were the refs part of the reason why Houston fans feel like they lost? Yeah, probably. Were they the biggest reason they lost? No.
But
they were definitely part of the group of conspirators that ultimately undid them.
Text line coming through. Next season, before we play the Chiefs in the regular season, we need to sign some guy off the street who is dirty as hell, order the code red on the side of Patrick Mahomes' left knee.
People angry.
He will never be able to throw again.
People be
I
angry.
I think he'll still be able to throw.
And you know what? The problem isn't Patrick Mahomes. The problem is poorly written rules that Mahomes is smart enough to exploit.
Didn't have a protractor out there.
The problem is poor officiating because the richest sports league in America refuses to have full-time officials and also refuses to make meaningful changes to their game year in and year out. We'll get stupid changes, but we don't get things that are meaningful. In fact, the last meaningful change they had, Ron, was when they made PI reviewable. And it lasted 3 years, and then they undid it. Why?
It slowed down the game. It was stupid. I agreed with that.
You know what's stupid? Having officials that don't know what the FPI is.
Yeah, but to me, since they took that rule out, I feel like it's gotten
you
to
know
a point
who
where it's
you
not
know who would like a review
stuff.
On PI right now? The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I would like to. You don't hear as much that cost that first quarter bad call cost them the game, or that first half bad call cost them the game, as much as you're hearing it about those two right there. As I see more people lending out, listen, I'm telling you, I did have somewhere I wanted to go, but I want to make sure that you guys are, and some aren't ready. Someone texted in, asked Jared Goff about QB hits. Yeah, he took one. By the way, Jared Goff did lead the NFL with the most roughing calls in the NFL on him from a quarterback position. So he did have the most call during the year, but I hear you. He did get screwed in that game against Washington. Is anyone else, shout out to Alexander on YouTube and Twitch, is anyone else tired of Ron insulting / mocking the Texans fan base? Last time I was here, he was doing the same thing.
Well, damn it, Ron, why are you always doing that? Always doing it!
Again, like I told you, like we did last...
Just like Bobby Slowick refuses to adjust.
Like we did last Friday, Tyler, I told you, I swear to God.
It's the weirdest phenomenon I've ever encountered.
They hear what Nick right, and what Carrington is saying, and they swear before God I'm saying it.
You're a Chiefs fan, but you've never been overly...
Yesterday. Could you... Like, I just throw this out there. And it should be the case. But I just want to make it known, Pat, and Tyler. Do you know what happened yesterday if the Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Houston Texans and the Chiefs scored 12 points? And their special teams took a dump all over the field the way it did. And their coach made Andy Reid made some interesting decisions through the game. Like, do you know the kind of trash that y'all would have been talking to me?
Man, my buddy Alex Old might have had a meltdown.
Do you like Tyler? You see the text line, you see YouTube, but do you know what kind of trash y'all have been talking? And Tyler, you did the show with me yesterday. How was I yesterday? Was I mocking people?
Oh, no.
Was I insulting people?
You really weren't. And I, for one, am very thankful I was in a bad place mentally.
Never talk trash. Never do. Never come on here and do it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that, yes, damn it, the Texans lost that game because of those. Or I'm not going to sit here and agree with Clint and say it's crippling from a play at 720. Right,
a lot of people want you to be as mad about it as they are. They want that mirror effect of I want my radio host to be as angry as I am about the same things as I am, and because you bring a different perspective, and look, as a sports fan, people should appreciate that you bring a different perspective, because if everybody sounded exactly the same way, we'd be boring AF.
I'm good with that. And I do bring a different perspective, but I'm just talking about just there, like as I said with Tyler, like there are people who have honest to God created and made up narratives of what they hear me actually saying.
Real Ron the Harrison.
like what they hear me saying. That's why, take your ass back to KC, Ron. No, I think I'll stay here. And I've got a shovel, the only one in the city, to help you shovel up your driveway.
Hope you don't need it.
I'll be there to help.
Smile on my face, 6 miles wide.
Actually, I'm going to send my oldest to you.
Wearing his KC Chiefs jersey.
I'm cool with you being mad. I get it, man. And I said on Twitter, man, y'all need to take it. And I'm doing it right now. Let it out. You can take it out on me. Just don't make up stuff in your head.
Ron be out there in his Patty Mahomes jersey shoveling sidewalks. Oh, it's free. Don't worry.
I don't have a Patrick Mahomes jersey. I have a Derek Thomas jersey.
I can respect that.
Shout out.
I have a Davis Mills jersey.
I respect the fact that you're brave enough to admit that.
Still not sure what to do with it.
And I'm
just going to donate it.
Nah, man. I think you just got to keep it.
Yeah, you know what it goes in.
What I think you should do,
St. Vincent de Paul box.
I think you should hunt down all of the other Davis Mills like quarterbacks in the history of the Houston Texans and try to get I have a collection of
the Browns
a sage
jersey where it's got every quarterback.
No, I want them in Texans. Get you a Sage Rosenfeld jersey.
Sage those and Copter.
Those of you YouTube and Twitch, those doing on the text line, help me out.
Tony
get
Banks.
Get you a Tony Banks. Almost forgot. Yeah. Get you a Matt Schaub.
Yes.
Like, add to the collection. Get you a Brian Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
Osweiler. Oh, God.
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod.
Unless he's going as...
Yeah, we can stick Tyrod in there.
Unless he's going as Tyrod this week.
What's that? Ben Seaver, Tom Savage.
Tom Savage, a favorite of Bill O'Brien.
Get you a Savage one. Get you a Dave Ragone one. Thanks, Rob Torres.
Need a Fitzmagic.
Yes. Get all of those ones that have led up to you falling in love to CJ Stroud because you didn't have to deal with them jokers.
The only one you don't need to get is the air humper. That's the only one you don't need to get
the shot. Yeah, let that go. Case Keenum, someone text in, Guy Gene. Shout out to you. All right, coming up. All right, I'll get into what I wanted. I'll make the decision. You guys are ready to have a big boy conversation. I'll discuss here. To me, this is the next step for the Texans. This is clearly, to me, the next step for the Texans. We'll discuss that next.
Oh, TJ Yates.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
You think, Tyler, you going to watch the AFC Championship game?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think we're going to be talking about the game more or penalties?
Oh, I mean, just as much as the refs give us a reason to talk about them. Like last game against the Texans.
I wonder what will be the conversation out of those games.
The cheating ass refs took over for the Chiefs, and the cheating ass refs helped the Buffalo Bills the most egregious pass interference call since Minneapolis and New Orleans. So clearly you now have two teams that the cheating ass refs are always helping. Now it is going to come to a head. Which team will the cheating ass refs side with?
Drama. Oh my God.
That sounds like a man that wanted some soup last night but couldn't get that damn soup. So he had teriyaki noodles and Hot Pockets. All right, that's PC, Patrick Creighton.
Hot Pocket.
He's in the building.
Hot Pocket.
I was never a big Hot Pocket person.
I was, but just ham and cheese.
So you clearly were never that poor then.
Oh, hold on. Hot Pockets,
ramen noodles, Easy Mac.
Hey, Bose, I bought cheaper than Hot Pockets.
Syrup sandwiches.
I bet you.
Kroger brand.
And I'm not trying to brag. I'm not going to say we were poor. But I mean, if we got some Hot Pockets, it wouldn't say Hot Pocket. It would be a different version of it.
It's a kolache factory.
It's a hot envelope or smoky. It'd be something off. Now I was the pizza roll up. I was the pizza roll up, dude. I'd go in there and give me the pizza roll up.
Totino's.
Yeah, baby. That's what I rolled in. Pizza roll up. And then if it was breakfast, I'd do it with some syrup. And if it was after breakfast,
wait,
I'd do a little
put
rant.
Pizza rolls. I did. And syrup.
I'm just saying, you got to try.
I'm sitting next to Will Ferrell and Elf.
I did.
Just put syrup on everything.
I had a little bowl, like in the morning, I tried it, but I would do it with the sausage ones. I would get the pizza roll up with the sausage. Give me the pizza roll with the sausage. Give me a little, I told you I got, fat. I've been heavy.
Listen, y'all got to explain something to me.
But then I would give me a little bowl with some syrup, and I would dip that sausage pizza roll up in the syrup.
Syrup, is that S-I-R-R-U-P, syrup?
However I said it.
What is this thing, coming from Brooklyn, the idea of people putting ranch on pizza is very much a foreign concept.
Really?
So good.
Why do you ruin your pizza with ranch?
No, just enhance it.
It enhances it, yeah. It brings it up to that next level.
Like crap.
Now, whenever I take, a trip that I want to take, and I want to go to Italy. Whenever I do that, I won't do that to them.
You might
I won't ask for ranch. But no, man, you get to.
Yeah, I didn't do that when I was in Italy.
No, but you get like, man, if you get some, American style pizza, have that little ranch and good ranch, like some good homemade.
That's key.
Some good homemade ranch.
I think the problem is y'all are eating bad pizza that needs ranch.
I'm not saying it needs it.
Bad ranch out there, though. You got to be careful you got to avoid the bad ranch.
And it's some popular ones. But it's some good ranches out there.
I'll tell you right now, HEB brand ranch, you get at the over at the Heb.
It's doable.
It's good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's doable.
You don't use Hidden Valley for like pizza.
I wasn't going to say it just in case Hidden Valley wanted to do some business.
Oops.
Because I'll be right there with you, Hidden Valley. I'm open.
Want to sponsor Tyler's Turds?
I take the packages and everything. But, yeah, that's one I avoid.
No, ruining your pizza.
I don't avoid. Yeah, man.
Like, no, listen, we're saying we don't use Hidden Valley pizza.
No, he's talking about any ranch.
Your pizza with ranch.
Hold on.
You ruin your French fries with ranch.
That's not true.
Ooh, now that's one I can't.
That is just gross,
dude. Ranch with fries changes everything.
Alexander, who's going to be mad at himself because by the end of the show he's going to enjoy us. He said ranch on pizza has been around since like 97. I think it's been around longer than
since 97.
I think it's been around quite a bit longer than that.
I think it started when Ernest Givens was with the Oilers. I think it's been around a lot longer than that. No, I, I, no, I, I understand where you're coming from. You're from Brooklyn. You got the Brooklyn style, you know, pizza. You fold it up and you do your thing. I went to New York for my birthday. Fantastic. Enjoyed the pizza. Went to Brooklyn, had some pizza. It was fantastic. But nah, man, look, get your look. Get your, have you tried it though? That's my thinking.
No, I don't like ranch. Just, I do not like ranch.
Go to hell.
I'm already here.
You don't like ranch?
I don't like ranch.
Hold on, dog. Hold on.
I don't like creamy based things. I don't like mayo based things.
Are you a communist?
Hold on. What are you?
No, I don't like communists.
A little too far.
I don't like mustard.
So hold on. Stop. Patrick, when you go out and you say, hey, man, I want to give you a nice little salad. Give me a nice little salad, maybe a wedge, maybe a, you know, I don't know. You know, I want a salad. And they say, okay, we've got several dressings. What kind of dressing? What do you go with?
You got some kind of vinaigrette, some kind of balsamic vinaigrette, red wine vinaigrette, non-creamy Caesar or Italian.
We said he don't drink. He don't like creamy stuff.
Don't like creamy stuff.
Do we need to do another sex of traffic?
Not a French, not a Thousand Island, not a Russian, not any of that stuff.
Caesar's got to be creamy.
I'm gonna try. I'm trying not to be judgmental. Because I have some weird things, foods I don't like. But like ranch, like my man said, let me hold a balsamic. Let me get a balsamic vinegar. Come on, a vinaigrette. You don't eat ranch?
Hold on. You see this one just came on the text line? Only eat ranch or ketchup on frozen pizzas. Who the hell puts ketchup on pizza?
That's sinful.
Honey is really good on pizza as well, too.
Never had it, but I can't knock it till you try
famous,
it.
Famous, honey is good on wings.
The place, I don't know if you remember when we went to Kansas City and did the draft, and we did the show from Kelly's. Mm-hmm. Kelly's historical spot, they do honey on the pizza. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Honey and hot honey on the pizza.
Ooh, hot honey.
Fantastic.
I've used hot honey with some smoking of the meats.
Listen, I know we're driving some
those
of
are,
you.
Those are some personal things that I need to know about, Tyler.
We're driving some of you all crazy. I promise you, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I promise you we'll get to, okay, I'm not going to promise you, but we're going to do our damnedest to get to this point because I do feel like we're ready for a big boy conversation. I really do. I've teased this twice.
Fast.
I really do.
Belt,
and this time I promise I am not going to piss away the tease. We're going to get to this. Big boy conversation. This is the next step. D'Amico and them, I'm sure they're not listening, but this is the next step for the Texans.
Pizza gives me uncomfortable gas.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome into The Drive. Stay safe out there. If you're listening, we appreciate you for rolling with us. All right, PC's in the building. Patrick Creighton, you hear him every single night right here on Sports Radio 610, Area 45, with him, Sean Bajani, and Chris Santiago. He is in the building today. Clint is out and staying safe. I saw him. I did see a photo of him with him and the girls as they were in the snow. So it looks like.
And Olaf.
Was Olaf in the picture? Missed it.
Oh, maybe one. I just know he tweeted about hanging with Olaf or something.
All right. Well, it looks like they had a good time and staying safe out there. Listen, I started off the show, and I just wanted to let you guys get it all out. And probably not getting it all out, but getting most of it out. And I think it's time now Tuesday here to have a big boy conversation. And I think the big boy conversation to me with the Texans is, I think there is some spaces of not really reality that they're living in. And I think that's going to have to be the next step with it. And you can jump in on this on the text line, YouTube and Twitch. You hear some stuff throughout the year and some stuff at the end of the season after it came to an end in Kansas City that to me is like, I think it's the next step to understand, to get better, is to be completely honest with yourself. Here's a little bit from two of the top voices and top people in the organization after the game and after things went on in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm walking out of here discouraged. This one hurts, right? Because I know we're a better football team than we showed today, no matter who we're playing against. Like, to go back and still have to talk about mistakes that we made in this moment, like, yeah, it's discouraging to be here.
You know, it was a tough loss. I think we had a really good team this year. They looked really good. I thought we were the better team on the field today. We have a lot of great guys in the locker room.
All right, that was the owner, the last voice, Kyle McNair, who came on with Sean and Clint on the post-game show. Shout out to those guys. They did a great job all season long. Seth as well in the post-game show. And then obviously the first voice was D'Amico. Will Anderson kind of echoed the same things that his owner said, felt like they were the better team. And for me, I just listened to some of those statements, and I just think it's not really reality yet. I think it can be reality. I just don't think it's really reality yet. And I think that is a place where they have to start being honest with themselves, Patrick. And that is, to me, is with D'Amico saying, you know, that's not the football team we are. We're better than this. We've heard that multiple times. He also later said, I don't think we're far off the level of you know, a team like Kansas City, you know, and we were the better team. Will said the same thing. We were the better team. That's just not the truth.
I think there's different parts of this, right? Because I think talent-wise, they're close. And if they weren't, didn't have some of those injuries in the wide receiver position, they might be even. Are they better than what they showed? Yeah, they're better than what they're showing because they keep doing the same stupid things over and over again that are preventing them from being this great team that they think they can be. And that's why you and I were on the same page there. Great teams don't make those mistakes again, again, again.
But Patrick and Tyler, how many times have we seen that? Like, what were the issues, fellas, in the game?
Can't protect the quarterback.
Special teams.
Can't protect the quarterback. How often has that been a problem this year?
20 weeks.
Every week.
You're not better than that. That's you. How many times have we seen players kind of go rogue a little bit and get out of control, Chris Boyd, to kick off the game? Have we seen that?
20 weeks.
Alshire, have we seen that a little bit? We got Stephon Diggs about to fight the entire Packers team.
Every week, though. There's no excuse for that.
And D'Amico's coming out saying, that's not us. At some point, it's you. At some point, you weren't the better team. You're not the better team when you score 12 points and take a dump on the field, special teams, and you get your quarterback sacked 8 times. You're not the better team.
The broken plays on defense, where they'll be playing great defense the whole game, and then they give up a 40, 50-yard play with a broken coverage and a missed tackle. Why are their games with Indy always so damn close? They kick Indy's ass defensively the whole game, and there'll be four plays where they just give up huge chunk plays out of nowhere.
We've seen chunk plays have been a thing from the first game. Some completed, some not. But that's just my thing is, like, you can't say, I think we're the better team, and I will give him. Will did it. They admitted mistakes. D'Amico admitted mistakes. But damn it, that's a part of why you didn't win and why you weren't the better team.
You're not wrong.
Like, people in Baltimore are saying that too. I think we're the better team. No, and you're not. You turned the ball over 3 times. You couldn't catch the ball at a 2-point conversion.
Your tight end put it on the carpet in the middle of the field.
Your quarterback did it. He put it on the carpet in the middle of the field, threw a crazy pick. That is just wild to me. Like, and I think that's just, I think this, what D'Amico and what they're saying is, this is the level and the place they're trying to get to, Pat, and not where they are. And I think that's just where they got it. You can't keep saying we are shown to be a better football team. No, you want to be a better football team than this. But as we said, these are things that kept, like, the things that came back to bite the Texans are not a surprise whatsoever in the game, because there's been things that have been an issue. You lost to the Tennessee Titans because how long was that field goal? Kaimi set it right that time. How long was that field goal? 30 yards?
No, not.
He's been missing extra points. Like, it's not a shot. You're not buttoned up.
Not as long as that pass play they gave up to Okonkwo.
Yeah, just
who might not be any faster than you, me, or Tyler.
Like, are they on the level fellas, are they on the level of the Baltimore Ravens? Like when you say we're on that level, are they on the level?
Ravens kick their ass relentlessly. Yeah,
and who can't the Ravens beat?
Apparently, they can't beat the Chiefs.
All right, you're not on the level. You play. I mean, the game was competitive.
I mean, that
but
was
we got to start to be honest. But you just got. I think you just got to start being honest. Like this is where I want to reach. We're not there yet. I believe this team can get there. I believe they can clean this stuff up and get there. But you're not a better team when you score 12 points.
No, you're not. Wasn't like that the conversation that. Coming into the season, right? This Texans team needs to now be on the level of the Bills and the Ravens and the Bengals if they were ever healthy, but the Bengals gave away all the defensive players in the offseason, so that you could be the team that is going to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they didn't challenge the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't challenge the Baltimore Ravens. And since they held on to beat the Buffalo Bills way, way back early in the season, the Bills got exponentially better and the Texans' offensive line got exponentially worse. So, like, today, if they had to play the Bills today, they would lose. So, no, they're not
the
on
odds
that
are
level.
With it.
They're not on that level. They're close. They should be on that level, but there are certain things holding this team back. A little bit of it is injury. A lot of it is just refusal to adjust, stupidity, broken plays, self-inflicted wounds, dumbass penalties. A lot of times they shoot themselves in the foot three times. This game against Kansas City, how many times were they driving the football and then penalty, drive killer? Driving the football, sack, drive killer.
Like Tyler, let me ask you this. Would you consider this Houston Texans team to be disciplined?
No.
Would you consider this team to be?
No.
I think...
Are we comparing discipline to, like, the 70s Raiders or to, like, you know, modern football?
I'm just saying right now, when you look at the Houston Texans, do you consider them disciplined?
No, there's too many foolish things that go on.
And I think that's what they want to get to, is to be disciplined. But they got to be honest with themselves. Whenever they keep having moments where they have penalties that flare up, They had another 8 in this game. You want to take away 2? Fine. They had another 6 in this game.
Every week, though.
It can't be we're better than this. This isn't us if you keep doing it every week.
Disciplined physicality is what the best teams utilize when they and then disciplined physicality. They are tough. They are physical. They are violent. But they are not stupid. The Texans sometimes broadcast into stupid. Aziz, look, I love Aziz. Aziz is the kind of guy you want on your team. He's a very physical, vocal leader, but sometimes he goes way off the freaking rails. He does.
Yeah, there are just some spaces of, and I can understand it, fellas, because last year, like, all of that other stuff felt like, man, God, I've never seen a team go from where they were to getting buttoned up that quick or doing the culture, all of that stuff that fast. And I still think D'Amico is a great culture builder. And obviously they're in a much better place when a televangelist was running the thing. But they got to tighten some things up and got to understand and admit we're not there yet. We are not there yet.
I also think that there's got to be greater accountability.
Well like, that's a word that's been...
I can't see Chris Boyd, who after a 63-yard return, makes a tackle, knocks the ball out. He never even looks to see who's on top of the ball or go for the ball himself. After he knocks the ball out, he jumps right away into that DB no-fly zone with the arms going out, takes his helmet, throws it 15 yards forward, 1 yard for every penalty yard he's about to get. Comes off the field, you see Frank Ross, and we know what Frank Ross looks like when he's excited, because we've seen him running up and down the field, yelling, screaming, happy. Frank Ross was pissed. And Chris Boyd runs up to him and gives him a two-hander that nearly put him on his backside.
He didn't catch his face.
And then we get, well, you know, I don't think that he was trying to be disrespectful or anything. That dude should have been friggin' walking home. No questions. You get a 15-yard penalty on the opening drive for chucking your helmet.
Opening play.
When you know damn well you can't take your helmet off, let alone chuck it. And then you shove your coach? I'd have made his ass walk home.
Yeah, he lost himself. He really did. But I mean, but again, it's just they're not there yet. You weren't the better team. You weren't. And this is you, and you got to clean this stuff up. That's got to be the next step coming into next year. All right, coming up, we do have a new national champion. Last night, Ohio State took care of Notre Dame, and I think we're starting to see some shift in the college game. We'll discuss that coming up next.